And when she married my father, and she never went back to the sea anymore.
Oh, she never did?
No, he was W.W. Her father was a blacksmith, old Civil War veteran.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where was your father born?
My father was born in, I believe I said once there, they came in, hold it a minute, hold
okay.
it. I have to get the Bible.
Oh, that's the family Bible.
Oh, this is my Bible. Oh. Yes, we call it the family Bible.
Oh, uh-huh.
But just a minute now.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I think you're right. I've noticed that a lot of people in eastern Arkansas were from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you said.
They called it, was just a seven, they called it Old Cairo, Tennessee, wherever South Carolina comes up there in a short distance from Tennessee. And they came down the Cumberland River when he was 16 years old in a covered wagon and settled at Union City, Tennessee.
And then they settled at Union City.
And never
this
moved.
Your father's back grandparents.
No.
I mean, your father's parents.
My father and his father.
Your father and his father.
That's right.
And they came from this place that was right at the South Carolina. Then they came to Union City, Tennessee.
That's right. And they came on the wagon route.
Mm-hmm.
And there they put up their house in one day, log cabin.
In one day?
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, it was just one room. But,
oh, yeah.
But well, see, there were several car loads, several wagon loads, I think.
Uh-huh.
Several wagon loads, but some of them didn't stay. Some of them went on other places.
Mm-hmm. Well, then how did your father end up at Fair's Mill?
His brother-in-law, his sister's husband, had a big sawmill there.
I see.
Ellis Tinsley.
Mm-hmm.
And he hired my daddy to scale lumber.
Mm-hmm.
A man with a seventh grade education in those days was supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And daddy scaled lumber. And he scaled it the old-timey way, the end of the log and the measurements.
Oh.
Where we'd be lost. We have a... I've scaled a lot of lumber myself, but I had a gauge to go by, and it's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he scaled lumber for his brother-in-law there.
Oh,
they loaded on the barges at the on the Mississippi
so he
River.
So came then from Union City
yeah.
to work there,
mm-hmm.
And that's how he got there.
Yeah, but he didn't know my mother.
Yeah, well, then that was going to be my next question.
My mother visited her sister, who lived at... what you call it. It wasn't exactly Fair's Mill. It was closer to Armorail, but you can just say Fair's Mill. John L. Was a loader of the barges. He's a big, tall guy from Illinois. Big barges that loaded the lumber on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Daddy met him.
Mm-hmm.
My father did. And therefore, my mother had been to see her sister, and she married him when she was 26, and he was 46, old bachelor.
Oh, he was?
Yes, he was. Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and for their honeymoon, maybe you better stop this, unless you...
Oh.
It was a trip. Get on one of the Leeline boats at Fair's Mill, and went down the river. Took 3 days and 3 nights to go to Hickman, Kentucky to see his people.
Oh, they did.
First class passenger, 187 cabinet passengers.
Oh.
And on there, they saw a little opera troupe, a man and his wife, the name of Cook, and a little girl in a little red velvet dress.
Oh.
And her name was Pauline.
Uh-huh.
And by the time that I came along in 19... They married 1899. The time I came along, they and me said, we're going to call her Pauline.
Uh-huh. I was going to ask you if that was where they got the Pauline.
That's where they got it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, how many were in your family?
I had a brother and who's passed away in 63, and I had a year and a half old brother who passed away in 1999, really.
Mm-hmm.
He was born 1908. He's not yet.